Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Mem. Sukkah, daf Mem, as we continue here in Perek Lulav HaGazel, and we started to discuss Shemitah a little bit in yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody wants to buy an Esrog from Shemitah, then he has to buy it b'matana, because he's not allowed to buy it directly with money, because that is a violation, some type of violation related to Shemitah. We pick up with the Gemara on Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So remember, the Gemara said that the Mishnah seems to be only worried about the Kedusha of the Esrog. What about the Kedusha of the Lulav? Doesn't the Lulav have Kedusha also? It grew during Shemitah. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it grew in the sixth year and it went into the seventh year. Why can't that be the parallel case of an Esrog? The answer is that Esrog goes after when it is harvested. A Lulav goes after when it grows. But Esrog is Basa Lakita Azlinan, unlike other fruit. What's the difference between Esrog and other fruit? So Rashi explains, other fruit grow by the rain. The rain is enough, but an esrog uses rain and irrigation. What's called gadol al kol mayim, quoting the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gadol al kol mayim shemashkin oso tamid ki yerek. In that way, it's like a vegetable. It needs constant watering, and therefore an esrog is a hybrid of sorts. It's not a real pre, and it's not a real yerek. Even though you would say it looks like a fruit, it tastes like a fruit, you make a bari priya eitz on it in terms of ilchas brachos, but in terms of Ilchas Maisris and Ilchas Shemitah, as we'll see, it is unique. So either way, the Gemara ended off by saying, so the Mishnah is talking about a case here in the middle of Shemitah, so Esrog has Kedusha because he just picked it during Shemitah, while a Lulav does not because it's from the sixth year. Mashba, though, from this Gemara, that if you would have a Lulav from the Shemitah year, so then it would, like, let's say in the eighth year, so then maybe it would have Kedusha. So Rabbi Shemuel have to talk about the little Maisa elements as we go along. But continues the Gemara. Wait a minute. Vaha, five lines from the bottom. Vaha bein Rabbi Gamliel, Lobain Rabbi Eliezer, whether you're going like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer, who are going to have a machlokes in a minute, le'inyin shvius esrog basa chanata aslina. We're talking about Shemitah. And both Tanaim, who we will see soon, argue about Meiser, all agree by Shemitah that you go by Chanata. You don't go by Lakita. Chanata, when it blossoms, not Basar Lakita, when you harvest it. Titznan, where do you see that? In the Mishnah, in Meseches Bikurim. Esrog Shava Le'ilon Begimel Drachim Le'erek Baderech Echad. Remember that last parak in Bikurim, the second parak in Bikurim, is all about items that are hybrids, right? Avadim are hybrids, and Tumtum and Androgynous, and all those cases of some a little bit like this and a little bit like that. So an Esrog is on that list. An Esrog is like a tree in three ways, and like a yarak, a vegetable, in one way. And we said the reason that it is unique, as we said before, is gadol kol mayim shavali ilam begimel drachim. It's similar to a tree in three ways. What does that mean? La arla ularavai ulashvius, because it has kedushas arla. The first 3 years, when a fruit tree is off limits, it's aser bahana'a. So that is applies to an esrog also. Is it one? Do you have to burn it? So the Mishnah at the end of Temura does list it off as one of the nisrafin, as we mentioned last week. But Tosus wonders where that comes from, because that's not mafurish in the Torah. Must be a comparison to kilei hakerem, but it's not mafurish in the Torah that arla has to be nisraf. But it is aser bahana. So an esrog is also like a fruit, aser bahana la arla ula ravai, and it also has the halachas of ravai the fourth year ula shvius, and it has kedusha. So in those three ways, it is like a tree. We're going to finish the sentence, and then we'll come back. Uli yarek baderech echad, and it's like a yarek in one way. It's like a vegetable in one way. In what way? Shebishas lekita so isuro, that it goes after when it is harvested to determine what year of meiser it is. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, because as we know, every year 1 through 6 of the Shemitah cycle has truma, but year 1, 2, 4, and 5 have Meiser Rishon as well, but Meiser Sheni also exists. Truman Meiser Rishon are every year. Meiser Sheni is in 1, 2, 4, and 5. But in year 3 and 6, we switch it. Instead of Meiser Sheni, we have Meiser Ani. So the question is, you have to know what year it is in order to take off the proper Meiseros. So by a vegetable, by a yerek, you go by its lakita. When it is harvested, when it's cut from the ground, that's what determines the Meiser. That's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and why is that? Why do you dafka like a vegetable? So Rashi quotes that because meiser is derabbanan anyway, if it's not dug on tirosh v'yitzar, right? Rashi does the shita all over. Only dug on tirosh v'yitzar is d'oraisa, and this is all derabbanan. So if it's derabbanan and meiser yurakos itself is derabbanan, so you connect the two. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But either way, Rabbi Gamliel says that the meiser goes after lakita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer esrog shavali. Rabbi Lezer says, no, esrog is like a tree in all matters, is not like a vegetable at all. So he argues on the meiser. But either way, both agree regarding Shemitah, regarding Shvius, that you go basar chanata. So how could the Gemara suggest that the reason our Mishnah says you have to worry about buying the esrog, but you don't have to worry about buying the lulav because the esrog goes after lakita. And the lulav goes basar chanata when it grows, but the esrog also goes after chanata, according to both Tanaim. That's the question. The Gemara answers, Huda Amar Ki Aitana. Our Mishnah really is going like the following opinion in the Braisa. The Tanya Amar Reb Yossi, Avtul Mishayid Mishav Chamisha Zakenim, Avtul Reb Yossi said that Avtul Mish gave testimony in the name of the five elders, Esrog Achar Lakita Lameiser. Esrog follows harvesting for Meiser. So whenever you harvest it, that's when it is Chayav. That's the year. For Aboseinu Nimnu Be'usha, and there are rabbis voted in Usha. Usha was one of the places up north where the Sanhedrin went after it left Yerushalayim. Remember, it first went to Yavne. Tein li Yavne v'chachamel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for it, so it went west to Yavne. Then when things got hot, it went up north to all the places that it stopped, in Usha and in Tzipori, and eventually the last place it stopped was in Tveria. So that's where it went. So Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Be'usha, one of the places, v'yamru, bein l'meiser, bein l'shvias. No, it goes after l'kita for meiser or for shvias. So Gemara says in 1 minute, the Tanna Kamma didn't say a word about Shvius. Shvius mandekar shmei. Who's talking about Shvius? So the Gemara says, Chisurim echsura v'hachik tani. No, this was the report of Avtolmis, right? The following. Esrog achar lakita l'maiser v'achar chanato l'shvius. The first report was that it follows lakita for meiser, meaning like a yarok v'achar chanato l'shvius, like a fruit. For Abu Seinu nimnu b'usha v'amru. And they said, no, esrog basa lakita bein l'maiser bein l'shvius. It goes after lakita for everything. So there's the opinion. That's the opinion that our Mishnah can be holding like. Periods that gets us into the Esrog Sugya. Let's go back to the issue of Arla for a minute. So the issue of Arla, as the Mishnah says, an Esrog has Kedushas Arla. The first 3 years, one is not allowed to benefit from a fruit tree. It is off limits. What's the message of the mitzvah of Arla? So there are a couple of ideas that are mentioned already in the Rishonim. The Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, where this is, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Va'araltem Arla Soes Perio, that it means it has to be off limits to me. Arla is closed off, like the Arla of a mila. V'tama mitzvah hazos lechabed es Hashem meireishis kol tfuasenu mipri ha'etz utfuas hakerem. We want to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the first of our produce. And therefore what? V'lo nochal mehem, and we're not going to eat from them, achanavi kol pri shana achas ilulam Hashem. We want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the firsts. What do you mean give? Hashem doesn't eat fruit. It means that we're going to go eat it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we give him the proper honor that we need to give him. So we're going to do that the first. But the issue is, says the Ramban, v'hinei eina pri betoch shalosh shanim roi lakrivo lefnei Hashem anichba leveishu umbuat. The first 3 years that a fruit tree grows in general, its fruit are very sparse and they're not very developed. And you don't want to give such inferior type of fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat it in front of him. And therefore, ve'ena ila nosin v'perio tam o'reach tov betoch shalosh shanim. The first 3 years aren't so exciting. V'ruban lo yosi abir's klal, and some don't even produce any fruit until the fourth year. V'lakach, and that's why we say, Usher 3 years connected to the next mitzvah of Ravai. Lakach namtin lekulam. We wait by all fruit trees because a lot of them don't produce. V'lo nito mehem, and not to taste them. Achanavi min aneta shenatanu kol pirya harisha ratov kodesh l'vnei Hashem. Until we bring the first ones that we're going to consume to Yerushalayim in the fourth year. So it's to Hashem, and it's good, superior fruit, and that's what we wait for. V'sham yochluhu v'yahalalu Hashem Hashem. The mitzvah is those domel mitzvahs habikurim, says the Ramban. And this mitzvah is similar to the bikurim. That's number one. Then the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. And he said, the Rambam says about this mitzvah, like he says by many mitzvahs, Ketama Brova mitzvos. And that is, of course, the anti-Avodah Zarah approach. Ki hayu lechartumim v'la mechashvim bizman hahu mine kishuv. At those times, in earlier times, says the Rambam, that the magicians had, and the people who worked with the dark forces, had power to make trees produce fruit very quickly. Yasu osam ve'es detiasu ilanus v'yachshavu ki bohem yimar ha'ilan lahotzi pir yakodim zmano. Right, some type of magic. And when they get that magical fruit produced in the first couple of years, they would bring it to their Avodah Zarah. Yakribu esapri lefnei Avodas Kelilim sha'asu b'shma hakishuf ahu. And mention that machashef. And that's what the Torah says. First 3 years, off limits. Don't touch it. Sivsa Torah ba'asar apri baba kodem l'shal shanim. So we stay away from these machashvim. We don't try to produce any fruit quicker than it naturally would come. That is the Ramban Tudeus. Ramban himself, and then he quotes the Rambam. If you look in the Klei Yakar is a different idea there in Kedoshim. He says this idea of Mitzvah of Arla is going back to Maisa Bracious. Because if you remember, when was the trees and everything, and the grass and the growths created? That was on day 3. Nimsa, but the Maoros and the sun and the moon and the stars all were created, wait, on Wednesday, on day 4. Says the Klei Yakar, what happened to tell them? They were there, but they were covered up. Rashi quotes us in Perek Beis Breishis. Hashem wanted Adam to daven for rain. So he says, Kedei v'asher nira korov l'muska lomar, shemitzvazu hi kedei laso zikaron l'maisa breishis, ki kulam nivru b'yom rishon. Really, everything was created in a certain potential on day 1. V'kol echad hotzi b'yomo, v'chei kol tzemecho adama ha'yim mechusin ad yom gimel. The tzmachim were covered until day 3. V'yavav ishet samchu b'gimel, even though they started, v'komakom lo niru ad yom dalid, shebo nitlu ha'ma'oros ha'mevashlim kol ha'peros, ki kulam tliim b'shemesh v'yareach. As we know, v'megad tzvo ha'shemesh, v'megad gerish yirachim. All the luminaries are needed for things to grow. Nimsa, shayim mechusin ubilti nirin lachila, was not ra'ui to be eaten until day 4. So that's what we do. Zikaron lemaisa bracious, shayim mechusin va'atumim shalosh shanim, so 3 days turn into 3 years. The first 3 years it is closed off, it is mechusin va'atum, and on the fourth, even though it was nigmar then, but still there were no animals, there was nobody to partake of it. It was only there to give shalach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher bar'am. Okay, nomar, kan, lizikaron maisa bracious, ubashana revius, yakol pir yokodesh yilulam lashem. That is the Klei Yakar. One final point that's mentioned by the Rav Sarotsky and the Zayim LaTorah. He says maybe it goes back to Adam and Chava. And that is, if you remember, Adam and Chava, their sin was, at least according to one of the Midrashim, they jumped the gun. They would have been able to eat from this tree, but not yet. Hashem said, not now. They weren't mamtin. They didn't wait. How many sins in history were based on the lack of patience, right? Shaul HaMelech didn't wait for Shaul to come back when he was back with the Karbanos and in the story of Shaul and Amalek. Many, many averis that were because people jumped the gun and didn't wait. So this is one of them. We try to be misaking the chait of Adam and Chava by delaying, by not partaking in that, right? And the Rav Sarotsky says, "Humabia es vaydei zesha adam mamtin leechom nitiyaso gimel shanim. Humabia es histayguso michet shal adam arishon shelo himtin ana erev ki belal Shabbos hayim akadish al hayayin ki bevor bemedrash talpiot." That he would have been able to use that for Kiddush on Shabbos. V'yacham and ha'etz kodem zmano, v'zesha ramas chazal, this is what chazal are hinting to. Mi yagala afar me'inecha adam arishon. Who will remove the dust from your eyes? Shalo yacholto la'amod al tzivuyucha shah achad. V'aypanecha mamtinen la'arla gimel shanim. V'yikra rabba. They connect the sin to arla. This is exactly the point that the patience that we need to have, that we are commanded to have, will be misakein the chet. Okay, a couple of ideas related to Arla, but again, our issue is that Esrog has Kedusha has Arla in the first 3 years. Important ha'ara that Tosfos has here, and that is, this Gemara says clearly that yurakos, vegetables, go by sha'as lakita, and that is true, but Tosfos says there are some other sources that seem to say that it's not so clear. There's a Mishnah in Shvius and Perek Tes, he quotes, called Svichim Mutarin. So Tosfos has a limitation on this idea of going Basar Lakita. Says Tosfos about the eighth line of Tosfos, an important line. V'nir lafarish, ha da'azlinan b'yerek Basar Lakita. That which we said that you follow harvesting when you cut it by vegetables, hainu b'shelo nigmar gidula b'shishis. That is, when do you go basar lakita? I know if it didn't grow at all in the sixth year. Avol nigmar bi, if it didn't finish growing in the sixth year. Avol nigmar bi gidula b'shishas sharu. But if it was totally finished, let's say you have 1 year where the vegetable is totally finished, is able to be harvested, and you just wait a couple of weeks, but really it's totally finished, it does not grow in this new year, that Tosafot says you would go in the previous year. When do you say you go basar lakita? Where if it grows in both years. It grows in both years, so you don't go by when it was chanata, when it blossomed, like by trees. You go by when it was harvested. But if it totally grew in 1 year, and you're harvesting it in the next year, then you don't go by the harvesting, because it didn't grow at all. The whole reason that you go by basar lakita is because you still say it got something from the nutrients of the ground up until the lakita. But here, says Tosfos, if it didn't grow at all in the year of lakita, so then even by urakos you would go by when it grew and not by when it harvested. Important ha'ara of Tosfos right here in Sukkah Lamed Tes. Okay, we'll get back to, again, we're going to continue now, but we'll get back to the Lomaisa elements of Esrog and Lulav, Vechulu, a little bit later. Oh, just to mention one other, and then we'll get back to it at the end, the Rambam. What is the Rambam Paskin by Esrog? So the Kesef Mishnah points out that he's Machmir all around. He's Machmir by Esrog for Lakita and for Chanata, for Maestris and for Shemitah, for everything. The Rambam says, in Hilcha Shemitah, Perek Dalet, Hayarek b'shas lakitaso. The vegetable goes by lakita. Fine, to get kedusha shmita. V'ha esrog, afilo hayakapol kodem Rosh Hashanah. V'na'ase kekad b'shvias, even if it's a tiny bean size before Rosh Hashanah. And it grows during shmita, chayiv b'maisris kaper shishis. On the one hand, even if it grew only a tiny amount in the sixth year, and most of it grew in the shmita year, you consider it the sixth year for maisris. You have to give the maisris. And then the opposite. V'yafilo hayikakad b'shishas. What if it grew almost everything in the sixth year? Hoel v'nilka b'shvias, because it was harvested in the seventh year? How are you kapeir shvias? You get treated with shmita, kedusha. See, he's machmir in both directions for maisris and for shmita. Umis aser kapeir shishas lahachmir. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says right here. V'rabbeinu nira desefuke misafgale. Yazlina be'achar chanata l'shvias kechamisha zakenim o achar l'kenim. So the Rambam does not paskin. We're machmer all around, but Hashem will have to get back to that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, about 10th line or so. It's getting back to the issue in the Mishnah. Taima de lulav bar shishis. Hanichnas l'shvias hu. The only reason that we said that you didn't have to worry about buying the lulav was because it was a 6th year lulav that was going into the 7th year. Had shvias kadosh. But mashma that the 7th year lulav, if it actually grew in the 7th year, it would have kedusha. But is that really true? A lulav? Amai etzim ba'almu. A lulav is wood. The eight semein mamujim kedusha shvias. What is kedusha shvias? Fruit is kedusha shvias. Items that you can benefit from. Flowers are a big discussion. Flowers can be smelled. Is there kedusha shvias by flowers? You have to worry about when you buy flowers during a shmita year. Do they have kedusha shvias? Big sugya. But says the Gemara, but lulav is just wood. It's branches. Why should that have kedusha at all? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, alei kanim va'alei gafanim shegibavan lachova al prei hasadeh. If you gather leaves and branches to store in a storage area, liktan la'achila, if you gathered it in order to give to your animal for food, it's animal fodder, then yesh bem mishim kedusha shvias. For kedusha shvias, you have to use in the normal, expected way. So if you have regular items in the field that are usually used for animal fodder, that's not a bizayon. That's what it's supposed to be used for. And that is why it has kedusha, licked on the eitzim. If you just collected it for firewood, anybody mishum kedusha shvias. It doesn't have kedusha shvias. And Tosfos points out here in Dibur Maschil Lichton, we're not talking about wood which is usually used for one or usually used for the other. Because we'll see better in a couple of lines in the Gemara, whatever it is usually used for, so that's what determines. And even if you want to use it for something else, but la daitacha. So this line in the Brisa must be talking about something that's used for both. Tosfos says, v'shema hainu stamayhu lahachi ulahachi. Must be used for both. Hilkach hazlina basa mefarish. That's why you go by what you explicated. But that's what the Gemara says. If you are located le'etzim, firewood, it does not have kedusha. So what is the Gemara assuming? The Gemara is assuming that in the Mishnah, if it would be a lulav of the Shemitah year, then it would have kedusha shvias. No, it's just wood. So the Gemara answers, shiny hasam. No, there is different. What's there? There's a difference between regular firewood and the lulav. What's the difference? Shiny hasam. Da amar kra lachem la'achla. Right, that's what it says by Shemitah. Lachem dumya de la'achla. For you to eat, it says by the Shemitah fruit. So what does that mean? We compare you, meaning all of your usages that you're allowed to get out of the Shemitah fruit and produce, is similar to eating. Lachem dumya de la'achla. Mish anaso b'yiroshaveh. What happens by eating? I destroy it as I benefit from it. I eat a fruit. So if I eat the fruit, as I eat it, then destroy it, I'm getting benefit. So all benefits that are allowed for Shemitah produce are only benefits that the item gets destroyed as I benefit from it. What's called Mi Shahanaso Ubiuro Shavet. Yatsus, that's why fruit applies. Yatsu Eitzev Shahanaso Nachar Biuron. Except wood, firewood, when do you get benefit? The firewood burns into coals and ashes, and only after that I use that to cook. Or after that, I use that to heat. The fire is ain bo mamish. It's not tangible. The items, when do I use them? Afterwards, Rashi says. So that is why it is not, right, Rashi quotes, Mishena asu gechalim ofen bohen. After they become coals, I use them to bake. So that's called hana achar biur, and therefore, that is not included in the hana that one is allowed to have. And if something, I'm sorry, that's not included in an item that is determined to have kedusha. An item has kedushas shmita if it is something that when you use it, it is destroyed as you get the hana'a. But if it is something that only gives you hana'a afterwards, that's a reflection that this is not included in lachem la'achla, so it doesn't even have kedusha shmita. That is why wood, firewood is excluded. What about lulav? What about the lulav? Isn't the lulav what firewood? Rashi says no. Rashi says that lulav, the ikar tashmish, second to last skinny line in Rashi. Ava lulav, ikar hana aso lachabed es habayis. What do you mostly use a lulav for? Let's say you didn't have sukkahs. What would you use a palm for? Sweeping, as a broom. Vihushas biura vikilkulos. And as you use the broom, the pieces fall out. So as you get benefit from it, it's going to get ruined. Vidami lahanas achila. And it's similar to hanas achila. And even though there are two, we use it for the mitzvah, but because it's mainly used for sweeping as a broom, so therefore it would have kedushas shmita because its hana is similar to achila. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Well, bisman hazeh, nobody used lulavs as brooms." So we'll get to Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo. That's why lulav, in his view, would not have kedusha today because nobody does that. Nobody does that today. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll have to come back to that. Let's just do another important part of Rashi. Rashi says, "So what are examples of?" Of Hana'a's benefits that are Hana'a b'sha'as bi'uro. What are they? So, of course, eating, as I mentioned, drinking, but also Rashi mentions another one. Klama Hana'a b'uro b'sbar b'na olam b'anke echad kagon. Sicha, smearing. If I smear Shemitah oil on me. So as I benefit, it is being absorbed in my body and it's getting ne'evad. Vishasiya, v'havakas haner. Lighting candles. Umehak drashanam yafinan shvias noegel b'priya omid lehanos halalu. Shvias is only noeg by a fruit that is omid for these hanos. That's how we just explained. Only if you can't have this hana, does it have kedusha shmita? If not, not. Here is an interesting comment of the Torah Zroim, Rav Parmanshik, in the Mesecha Shvias and Paraches Mishnah Beis, where he discusses this idea of Sicha being included in Shemitah. We had back in Mesechas Yoma, that Sicha is Kishtia regarding certain halachos. Just like drinking is a benefit, Sicha is a benefit. So for example, Truma. A Truma, Kohen can smear himself with Truma oil. That's fine. Just like he can drink Truma, he can smear himself with truma. But says the Torah Zroim, when it comes to shvius, the fact that you are allowed to get benefit by sicha, by smearing it, is not because of sicha is like shtia. It's not like that. Why? What's his raya? There's a Tosefta. There's a Tosefta in Demai which says that there are two types of artisans. The Tosefta says, Shemen shahagardi sach be'etzba osav, an oil that a gardi, a weaver, puts on his fingers so they're protected and they don't get hurt from the rough rope. Chai b'demai. So that oil is chayiv and demai. I mean, it's chayiv and shubas and maestras. Shahas sorek no sein betsemer, but what the sorek, the comber, puts into the wool to make it easier to comb, that's putter. Lefichach, therefore, the Tosefta says, Shemen Shvius, Nostinosi Lagardi, Venosinosi Lasorek. The Tosefta seems to say that the oil that a Gardi uses on his fingers is different than the oil that a Comer uses in the Tzemer. And the Rush asks on the Tosefta, the Rush on the end of the first paragraph of Demai, I don't understand. Sicha, that Sicha, even that the Gardi uses, that the weaver uses, is just for protection. It's not for benefit. So how can you say, the whole by Yom Kippur, we say Sicha Kishasiya, that smearing is like benefit like drinking, and therefore it has the same halacha. But ask the Rush, when it comes to the case of the Gardi, he's not getting benefit from that, like eating or drinking. So why is it mutter at all? Why is that? Why are you allowed to do that? And why is it chayiv d'mayim? Why is there any difference? Explains the Torah Zoram beautifully. When it comes to Yom Kippur, let's say, when it comes to Truma, so then Sicha is compared to Shtiyah because it's about benefits. Benefits of eating and drinking. But look, by Shemitah, you don't have to eat and drink it. As long as you have a benefit that is, as our Gemara says, Bisha'as Hana'a Bi'uro, it is used up and destroyed as you benefit, that's all you need. And that's what it is by Shemitah. Laniyas Aiti Nira, says the Torah Zeroyim, Daha Deshvias Nitna L'Sicha, Eino Mitam Desicha Kishtia, Ela Mishum Desicha Lo Gara Mitzvia. It's no worse than Tzvia coloring, V'Hatzlako Mishar Tzarchi Adam, Sha'an Asana B'Yirat Shavet, D'Marbinam Milachem. And then he has an unbelievable diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Truma says, Hatshruma Nitna La'achila V'Lishasiya V'Lesicha Sha'asicha Hikishtia. Truma can be used for smearing, because smearing is like drinking. In Meiser Sheni, he says the same thing. Meiser Sheni nitan lachila v'lashtia v'sicha kishtia. And then in Hilchas Shmita, in Hilchas Shvias, in Perakei, what does the Rambam say? Perish Shvias nitanu lachila v'lashtia v'lasicha ulalakazaner v'chulu. He does not mention there sicha is kishtia. Unlike the other two cases, unbelievable. The Alkarchach, Gam Sicha Sheinah Shal Tainu Mutaris. Therefore, even if it's not for pleasure, it's mutter, because it's not a din of Sicha Kishtiyah, it's just a din of Sicha as an example of a Hana'ah, that it is destroyed during the time as you use it. So that's the difference between oil that a weaver puts on his fingers, so he's using that to protect himself, but that's a usage. That's a usage that fits the bill by Shemitah. But it does not fit the bill in the other cases by Sorek, let's say, where if you're putting it into the Tzemer. Okay, that's the Torah Zeroyim regarding the Hanaz of Shas Bi'uran and La'achar Bi'uran. Good, we continue. Just a little a couple more lines relating to this issue. What did we just say? We just said that there's a difference between lulav and the other firewood. Regular firewood, its hana is after it gets consumed. And that's why it does not have kusha shmita. But a lulav is usually used for a broom, Rashi says, which is sha'as hana b'sha'as bi'ura, and therefore it would have Kedusha. Says the Gemara, one second. V'ha'ika eitz in demashchan. I could come up with wood that you get benefit while you use it. And while it gets consumed. V'ika eitzim demashchan, oily wood. D'hanasan abiran shaveh. So there you would get benefit at the same moment. Hanas abiran shaveh. Why? Because you use it to light with. Right? It's you light wood, a special type of wood that used to, as it's burning. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, we'll go with Rashi's girsa, stam eitzim lahasaka hin omdin. He takes out the vav. It's one statement here. No, stam eitzim is used for heating, which is afterwards. Meaning, you're right. There are some wood like that. But once we have the category of wood, Rashi says it doesn't matter. Even if he was malakid, it's lahair. Even if he gathered it in order to use for light, and that specific example is hana'a b'shas habiur, but we don't have to worry about that. Basically, butla daito. Right? The Ritva's Lashon, Upirish, Basa Ruba Azlinon, Visharya Afilu Miuto, Dekaima Lamashchan, Shalochile Kakasa Bohen. Because the psukim are not machale. That is the language of the Ritva, but it's basically expanding on Rashi's. This is why, just alluding to what we said before, why Tosfos says the earlier Brisa that spoke about Likton Lachila, Likton Laitzin, depends on you. It must be a case where there is no normal way of normal usage, or it has to be both, or else it would be batel, like the Gemara says here. Good, we continue. The Eitzim la'asaka tanoihi, and now the Gemara says, this issue that we have just established, that most wood is used for hasaka, and therefore it's only used for a benefit that is after it is consumed, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah. Wood doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah because it does not have hana'a b'yirat shaveh. That really is a machlokas. That's really a machlokas. There are those that say that it is used. The Eitzim Asaka Tanoihi, that is a machlokas Tanoim. And the Gemara now lists off the machlokas. The Eitzim again, Lahasaka Tanoihi, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Ein Mosrin Peirush Shvius. Lo Lamishra Velo Lekvusa. You can't put Peirush Shvius, which Rashi says here is wine. You're not allowed to put wine into Mishra. Mishra is where you want to soak it in order to color your flax. Velo Lekvusa, or for washing. Right? You want to put some wine in, dilute it. They used it somehow in the washing process. You're not allowed to use wine, Shemitah wine for that. We were thinking, what's the Havamina? But that's what the Tanakama says. Not allowed. Rabbi Yossi or Moser. Rabbi Yossi says, no problem. You can. My time at the Tanakama. Why? What's the reason for the Tanakama? To Amakra, la'achla v'lo la'mishra v'lo la'kvusa. Again, it says la'achla. That's the pasuk in the by the Shemitah. La'chem la'achla v'lo la'mishra v'lo la'kvusa. La'achla says, and not for these. Not for these usages. We'll see why. What is the issue of these usages? As we'll see, these are examples of hana'a achar bi'uran. They first get destroyed, they first get consumed, and then the benefit is afterwards. The Gemara will say that explicitly, and then we'll explain it. But that was even for the Tanakama, because they're excluded. My time at Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say it's mutter? Amakra, lachem, lachem, lachol tzarcheichem. For you, for all your needs, v'afilu l'mishra l'kvusa, even for Mishra and for Kfusa. And we'll get to what each of them does with the others. But what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Let's say it now, even though the Gemara is going to explain it after. This the issue of whether Hana'at by the Lemish, if you exclude Lemishra and Lekfusa, because that's excluding where you have Hana'at afterwards. If you include it, so then even a case where Hana'at is afterwards still has Kedusha. And that's why you would include the wood also having Kedusha. That is the Machlokas. Even before we go further, just a very interesting Rashi. Rashi here said, great line in Rashi. Rashi quotes that there's another girsa that some of his Rebbeim had. Not the girsa that we have, that the machlokas here is about Eitzim Dahasaka, but the question is about Stam Eitzim Dahasaka. Right? Stam Eitzim, which sounds like it's a machlokas in Metzias. What do we say that most people use it for? So Rashi quotes that girsa, and he said he has spent his entire life trying to figure out that girsa, and he hasn't figured it out. Rashi quotes, "V'tarachti minu'urai b'chotzide shitas hashas liyashva kafid devrehem ve'eni yachol." I've tried since I was a young man, young boy. I can't do it. And I found this girsa in the Sfarim of Rabbeinu Gershom and Menuchaso Kavod and Ve'eno Muga. It is not Muga, it is not the correct one. Okay, anyway, that's an interesting Ha'aren Rashi. But even before we go further, there is a question that Pnei Yeshua here asks, and Aruch Laner deals with, and that is what we just explained. So Lachem includes, Lachem L'chol Tzarcheichem, according to one of the Tanaim. But isn't there another Isser of Lachem V'lo Le'ibud? You're not allowed to destroy Kedusha Shmita. Not to destroy it. You're allowed to use it in a way that's called hana'a, normal hana'a. But is this called normal hana'a, using it for your laundry? Is that okay? So says the Aruch Laner, the Pnei Yeshua asked that as a question. The Aruch Laner says it must be okay. Must be this is called normal life usage. Right, the question, I'll read first. Also lahafsid shvius. So I'm reading, right, you can't even give something that is normally eaten by humans. You can't give to your dog. Because that's lowering the usage. So here too. He says, so first the Aruch Laner says, oh, maybe we're talking about a case where the wine was already nifsad, v'nifsal, mi'achilas adam. And it's only ra'ui for this. Which is a little difficult, because then maybe it doesn't have kedusha at all. But then he quotes at the end, it must be, quoting a ravid from Baba Kama, mishra v'kvisa lav hafsidu t'chaye nefeshu. Everybody needs laundry. Right, everybody needs laundry. It's part of life, and that's not called a inferior usage because you need that. That's a need, and if you need it during Shemitah, that would be allowed. Okay, back to our discussion. So we have a machlokas here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says you cannot use it for Mishra and Kfusa because that is called a hana'a la'achar bi'uran. Why is it hana'a la'achar bi'uran? Rashi quotes because first it's washed and then you wear it a couple days later. The hana'a is only when you wear it. You don't have to go that far. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's a couple hours. Right away, the wine gets diluted in the water, and then only later does the shirt become clean. So either way, it's a difference of hana. Rashi might argue Rabbeinu Chananel because you need a hana's gavra. That's the hana, right? Not just in terms of the chefsa. What good is it to have that? What good is it for you to have something clean in there when you're not wearing it yet? So that might be the machlokas Rashi and Ibn Hanana. Says the Gemara, Vitanakama, now let's talk about what each of them does with the other one's opinion. Vitanakama, Aksiv Lachem, the Tanakama who says, it is excluded, you cannot use it for Mishra Kvusa. What do you do with Lachem, the inclusion? Hahu Lachem, Dumia de la Achla, Mishana Sobi Roshaveh. Lachem only includes benefits which has Hana and Biur at the same time. Yatsu, Mishra Vekvusa, Shanasan Achar Biuran, excluding Mishra and Kvusa, which is afterwards, as we just explained. Verab Yosi Aksiv Lachla, so what is Yosi, who includes Mishra and Kfusa, what does he exclude with La'achla? He excludes Malugma, which is some type of medicinal usage. Right? You can't use the Kedusha Shmita for that. Kidatanya, as the Braisa says, La'achla v'lola malugma. Ata omer la'achla v'lola malugma, shall you exclude the malugma, the medicine, o eno ela v'lola kfusa? Or should you exclude the laundry? Kshu omer lachem, hare l'kfusa amur. Lachem includes it. Hamani mekayim la'achla v'lola malugma. So it's one of these, you include one and you exclude one. So he asked the Gemara the obvious question, Ma re'isal rabos is a kfusa lozias amalugma. So why do you choose to include laundry and exclude medicine? Why not the opposite? So the Gemara says, Mar ba'anias ha'kfusa sheshava b'chaladam. I include the laundry, which is a need that everybody has. It's called shava l'chal nefesh, shava l'chaladam. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, even though the hana is afterwards, but everybody has this. So it's enough to be included. And that's why would we also be included, according to Rabbi Yossi. Umosi, esa malug mashina shava l'chaladam. Right? Malug is only needed by people who are sick. And that's why I would rather not say that that was the Kavanas HaTorah. Period. Mantana, finishing up. Mantana laha de Tana Rabbanan. So who is the author of the following brisa? La'achlav lolu bin lugma. La'achlav lola ziluf. You're allowed to use wine for eating and not for medicine and not for sprinkling on your floor in order to make the dust not rise. La'achlav lola asos mimena piktivizin. You could use it for eating but not to have something that causes you to throw up if one feels that they ate too much. Come on, Rabbi Yossi, that must be like Rabbi Yossi. Tikra Rabbanan, because if it's the Rabbanan Shita, you could have included something even larger in the Braisa. Ha'ikanami Mishra v'Kfusa. You could have excluded Mishra, you could have mentioned Mishra and Kfusa in the Braisa as being an excluded. The fact that it doesn't, it must be Rabbi Yossi Shita and not the Rabbanan. Okay. Couple of points to discuss here. First of all, let's talk about Lamaisa. Getting back, this is the end of the Lulav discussion and the Dal and Minim. Let's talk Lamaisa about this, about the Dal and Minim. What is the issue of Dal and Minim when it comes to Shemitah? So, Rav Rimon in his Sefer on Shemitah, every one of his Sfarim are unbelievably clear. So his Sefer now, he has a big fat Sefer on Shemitah, both in Hebrew and in English. So he quotes, he summarizes, an Esrog has Kedusha Shvius, but what do you go by? Right, as we saw, Kedusha Shvius Biyarakos, when it comes to vegetables, so then you go by when it is harvested. When it comes to fruit, you go by when it blossoms. So what about when it comes to Esrog? So the Pashas, as we said, an Esrog should be a tree, a fruit, and therefore Kedusha Shvius should go by, when should you have to be worried about Esrog, with Esrog and with Kedusha? In the eighth year. Because when you pick them at the beginning of the seventh year, beginning of Shemitah, these blossomed in the sixth year. So that's why, next year is the Shemitah year, Bez Hashem. So, according to Pashtus, you're not going to have to worry about the Esrogim next year, and during Shemitah, you have to worry about the Esrogim the following year, because it goes Basar Chanata. And that's what Rov Rishonim say. The Raivin and Rov Rishonim say that's what one goes. The Esrog is, you go by Chanata. But the Rambam, as we saw, the Rambam is Machmir across the board. The Rambam says that an Esrog could be considered a Yerek, and you go by Lakita, and therefore, even in the seventh year, if it was harvested in the seventh year, then it should have Kedusha. And therefore, next year, again, Lamaisa, during the Shemitah year, Rov Rishonim would say an Esrog would not have Kedusha Shvius. The Rambam would say, yes, Lamaisa, even though most say that it's okay, the Esrog pickers, he writes, try to even harvest them before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, as the difference of a couple of weeks, they try to harvest them before Rosh Hashanah, so that even according to the Rambam, it wouldn't have Kedusha. That is during the Shemitah year. But the following year, during the eighth year, then Rov Rishonim would call those Shemitah Esrogim. Mitzara din, and maker din, what's wrong with using a Shemitah when you're not destroying it? Mitzara din, mutter l'shtamish l'arbas aminim, be'esrog shel shvius. You're allowed to use it. But the question is just how to buy it. That's what our Mishnah was about. Our Mishnah assumes that you could use it. El shetalicha mechira shelo, Right, you have to use, as he calls, Otzer Bezdin, which we're not going to get to now exactly how that works. That's why he writes, Moses, we cut that srogim before Shana of Shemitah to be machmer for the sheet of the Rambam, and there's no Kedusha Shvias, but in the eighth year, Lahalacha, they have Kedusha Shvias, so we sell it through Otzer Bezdin, which is based on a early sources that Bezdin makes the owners of the fields their shlichim, and then they sell it for a certain price, which is the price of just the work of the field, and not the esrog itself. Period. And after Sukkot, obviously you can't throw out the esrog like one normally would be able to. You either have to eat it, right? Kedusha Shvita, you could eat it after Sukkot, it no longer is huksel mitzvah, so, or to put it in a bag and wait till it rots, and then put it in the garbage. That's in terms of of an esrog. What about lulav? So our Gemara seems to say that a lulav has kedusha, right? Because unlike the rest, because it's usually used for sweeping and b'shas hana'a bi'uro. The Rambam though doesn't mention a word about lulav. Doesn't mention a word about lulav in Mishnah Torah and Pirush Mishnayos. He writes beferish that a lulav does not have kedusha shvius. So lamaisa, what should we say? So Rabbi Kiva Eger right here on our Mishnah says a lulav has kedusha, like the Gemara says, because it's usually used for kibud habayis. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in Michah Shlomo, as I said before, in Chelik Aleph Siman Nun Aleph, there is no kedusha shvius by lulavim today. Kivan shekahayom lo mishtamshim belulavim avur tiatua haritzpa. Right, you never use that for sweeping, and therefore don't worry about lulavim. So that is Lamaisa. Rav Rimon summarizes Ikar Hadinu She'ein Kedusha Shvias V'Lulavim V'Nitan Lachtocha Sam Karagil. You can cut them normally. Gam HaMachmirim Yicholim Lachatchan Ach Lo Yichlu La'Sosos B'Tzura Mischarit V'Chadomek and then Kedusha Shvias B'Chul. What about Hadassim and Aravos? So Aravos are easy. Aravos is no Kedusha, period. But Hadassim, that's a Machlokes. That's a Machlokes Achronim. Right, the Rishalmi has the suffix about it in Shvias and Perek Zion, and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv and Rav Vosner, he quotes, all are machmer to assume Hadassim do have kedusha, and others say not. Again, so then one should lachatchila be machmer and treat it properly. Treat it properly, but it can't be cut normally. Mutav l'shtamish b'hem, just put it into a bag afterwards, and it'll eventually go bad. Okay, so that's esrogim, lulavim, Hadassim, and aravos. That is the summary of the Dalet Minim. The Chashuk Echemet here has a suffik, a question. Once we're on the topic of esrogim, there was a case of a Jew who had esrogim trees during Shemitah, but the trees were in Arab lands. He owned the trees, but the lands were Arab, and the only way he'd be able to get them out was if he would go into the field and throw them over the fence back into the Jewish land. And it seems like the Arab wouldn't mind it. He just wouldn't be able to carry them out. But it's his. It's his esrogim. Would he be able to do that knowing that some of the esrogim would break as he throws them over? So he paskins lemaisa that one would be able to. Because after all, if you do nothing with them, then the goyim and the non-Jews are just going to take them and eat them and use them for whatever. Achilas akum kamoha ki'ibud. Lachem velo la'achirim. He quotes from the Torah's Kohanim. And therefore, there's no problem. Your kavana here isn't even to be ma'abed them. You're trying. There's a chance that a couple of them might get ruined. But most of them will not get ruined, hopefully. And therefore, he says, one would be able to do this in this circumstance. That is the Chashuk Echemet. He compares it to something that we discussed back in Meseches Pesachim. Is one allowed to destroy something before you know an enemy might come and destroy it even worse? Like a Sefer Torah. There's a case, Rachman al-Aslan, that the Nazis were going to come and use the Sefer Torah for a bizarre purpose. Would one be allowed to destroy the Sefer Torahs beforehand in order to prevent an even worse Chil Hashem? And the answer to that question is no. Because there you're actively destroying. So let history take its course. Masha Enkein, in our case, you are not actively destroying, you're just trying to protect what one has, you know, in the best way. And some of them might get destroyed, derech agav. Also, one final point related to our whole discussion, and that is, I alluded to it yesterday, but the Ramban in the Hosafa, the Aseis that he says the Ramban forgot, in Mitzvah Gimel, he says, there's a Mitzvah Aseh of La'achla. La'achla shenitzav amrit Torah beperish shvius v'haisa Shabbos aras lachem la'achla v'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schora v'zed dvar Torah. The Ramban counts that as a separate one of the 613. So the Achron and the Mitzvah Samelach here has a big discussion. So what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? He argues. And even what does the Ramban say? What does the Ramban really mean? It's a kiyomasei or just an isarasei? Well, my nafkamina. What happens if you eat pachos b'shava pruta? right, is that, do you get a mitzvah? Is it just a preventative, or is it actually a positive? Yesh la'ayin, says the mitzvah samelech, b'yasoda iser, lochem alo l'schora, inema da mitzvah hanim nekani iser schora, at root it's an iser schora. And therefore you have to eat it, because it's an iser schora. O imkein gufa iser yaschora b'hem, or da mitzvah hi gufa achila, the ikar is the achila. And we darshin the achila v'lo l'schor. The iser schoro machmas minias achila. Does the iser schora flow from the mitzvah achila, or does the mitzvah achila flow from the iser schora? And that is the nafkamina. Is there an iser hefsid? As I said, pachos mikizayis. Do you make a bracha when you eat peirishvius? Who is the iser on by schora? Is it on the seller or is it on the buyer? Again, these are nafkaminas in terms of this sugya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara next. Part, 6th, 7th line. Amar Belazar, Machlokas, more about Shemitah. Ein Shvias Mischaleles El Aderach Mekach. We know in certain areas of Halacha, you could change a status of something. If somebody has a karban and it gets a mum, so I can be poda it, and the Kedusha will go on the money, and the animal will go lechulin. Or by Meiser Sheni, we have that, right? In order to bring up the money, so I don't have to schlep up the fruit. Shemitah also has that. But Rebbe Lazar says a chiddush. Shemitah, usually somebody could just take two things and say, this Kedusha goes on to here. They could do it themselves. Shemitah, says Rebbe Lazar, the Kedusha could only be transferred by sales, by a mekach. And we'll see later on, it also is not exactly the same as the others, because by Shemitah, as we'll see from the bottom of the daf, the original Kedusha never leaves the fruit. It transfers, but it expands. It doesn't really transfer. It expands. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Ein Shvias Mischaleles El Aderach Mekach. Rebbe Lazar is a chiddush. Unlike Hekdish, unlike Meiser Sheni, Shemitah only, the Kedusha transfers onto money only by a Derech Mekach, through a sale. Right, that the Rashi says here, Litvos Damea B'Kedushas El Aderach Mekach, Shemochra Zelechaveira. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is just like other areas of Halacha. My time with Rabbi Lazar, why does Rabbi Lazar limit it? Dechsiv, Bishnasa Yovel Azos. V'chulu, Yovel and Shemitah, same Kedusha, we're considering it. V'samech Lei, V'chisimkru, Memkar, Derech Mekach, Lo Derech Chilo. And it says Memkar right next to that Pasuk, so we say only Derech Mekach. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time, huh? Dechsev ki Yovel hi Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says Yovel hi Kodesh. And again, Shvias and Yovel are Chadahi, Rashi says. And therefore, Ma Kodesh, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilol, just like Hektish can be transferred through Mekach or Chilol, Av Shvias, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilol. So too Shemitah. Rabbi Chanan wonders about this in Kovet Shirim and Chelik Beis in Simen Chaf. So how could he compare them? It's very hard to compare them. He says, Lamaisa, you do. But he says it's a big chiddush to compare Shemitah and Hektish, because by Hektish, the original Kedusha totally transfers. And by Shemitah, it stays. So how could you compare them? He says, I asked Reb Chaim, he says it must be that in every Mekach is a Chilul inherently. And therefore, you have to say they're connected. Period. So that's what each of them do with, that's the source for each of them. So what does each of them do with the other pasuk? For Rabbi Yochanan, hay v'chisim kru memkar may avelei. Rabbi Yochanan, who does not limit it, what does he say? The connection of memkar is teaching me. Mi boy leilik adur Rabbi Yosef Chanina. It's to teach me the musar, the hashkafa, the tanya. I'm Rabbi Yosef Chanina. Bo rei kamakasha av kashal shvius. See how difficult is the dust of Shvias. Why is it the dust of Shvias if I do business during Shemitah? So Rashi and Tosfos both say, because the ikari serum of Shemitah are avodas karka, working the land. This is less. Tosfos says this is just an assay of la'achla v'l'l'schara. That's why it's called avka shel Shvias. But see how difficult it is. Because what does it say right afterwards? Adam nosim nosim avir Shvias. What's going to lead to? L'sof mocharis metalt l'v'skela. He's eventually going to have to sell his property. Right, Shenamar Bishnasa Yovel Azos Tashuvu Ishalachuza. So, right after the mitzvah of Shemitah v'Yovel, v'Samechli v'Chisim Kru Mem Karla Misecha v'Chulin. If you look in Rashi there in Parshas Bahar, it continues the process. Not only sell all the stuff, sell himself as an eved, sell himself to an eved of a non-Jew. It continues the process. What's the Mida Kenegan Mida? So the Bali Musar say, because if Shemitah is about Hashem's in charge of everything, if I do business, so I think I'm in charge. I think I could determine all of my assets and all of my finances. That's somebody who does business, the payer of Shvius. And the Mida Kenegan Mida is that, no, you lose. And you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. V'Rebbe Lazar, hi, krod, Rebbe Yochanan, my avale. So that's what Rebbe Yochanan did with Rebbe Lazar's pasuk. What does Rebbe Lazar do with Rebbe Yochanan's pasuk? Mi boy le'le k'detanya, ki yovel hi kodesh. Yoveli Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Tofes as Dama, Av Shvias Tofes as Dama. Just like Kodesh transfers Kedusha, so to Shvias can transfer Kedusha. That's what he uses, that pasuk for. By the way, as I just mentioned before, from Rashi and Tosfos, it's clear from Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim that the Isser Schor is Daraisa. It's la'achlav la'aschor, it's daraisa. So it's not as mefurish as avodas karka, but it is daraisa. Tanya kavasi derba lazer, tanya kavasi derba yochanan. So each has a braisa. Tanya kavasi derba lazer, the braisa supports derba lazer that it's only by selling. Shvias tofes as dameha, shvias transfers its kedusha onto money. Shenemar ki yovel hi kodesh yalachem. Exactly your blazer source. Ma kodesh tofes as dama va'asur, av shvias tofes as dameha va'asura. Right, it's tofes. Ima kodesh tofes dama v'yose l'chulin, av shvias tofes as dameha v'yose l'chulin. As we alluded to earlier, just like if by hektish you transfer the kedusha, so the animal no longer has kedusha. So say that by Shemitah too, the fruit should lose its kedusha. Tamalomar tihiya bahavayasotehe. So the note it says tihiya, it shall be. Meaning, haketzad, lakach bepeir shvias basar, if I transfer the kedusha of the fruit onto meat, elav elam is farim b'shvias. They both have kedusha, and they both have to be gotten rid of at the time of biur. As we spoke about yesterday, what biur is. Lakach bebasar dagim, if I then take the meat and buy fruit, buy fish, yatsa basar v'nechlesu dagim. So then the fish take over for the meat, and the meat is chulin. Lakach bedagim yain, yatsu dagim v'nechles yain. Lakach yain shemen, yatsa yain v'nechles shemen. Right? Everything takes the place of the previous. Haketzad, Achron, nichnas b'shvias. The last one has kedusha upriatzmo aser, and the original one is also aser. So now the Brisa says, "V'yiktani lakach." It kept using the verb lakach. Alma derech mekach in derech chilolol. It must be only through mekach and not through chilol. Araya to Rabbi Elazar. Why is there a difference between shmita and hektish? Why is that? So we know it's true. The original item by hektish loses its kedusha, but not by shmita. So it says Rav Soloveitchik beautifully, because who made the original kedusha? By hektish, man made the original kedusha. Kedushas peh. Kedushas peh can be removed with another kedushas peh. But by shmita, Hashem made the kedusha. It was kadosh me'eleha, so you can't get rid of that. Kadosh Baruch Hu made this kadosh. So that's why there's no way to get out of it. You could transfer the transfer, you could transfer the expansion, but you can't get rid of the original kedusha. Mashen came when it comes to hektish. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Rav Hashem. We will continue again next daf will be put up from the last cycle, and Rav Hashem will continue next time after on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Beis.